Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am your teacher Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We're glad you could join us here today. We have a lesson called What's New at the Zoo. What's new at the zoo? Well, I'm sure many of you like to go to zoos. There's lots that you can do at a zoo. Of course, you can look at lots of different kinds of animals. But here's my question for you. What do you like most about going to a zoo? Nathaniel, what do you like most about zoos?
Well, there's a lot to like about zoos, but I actually like that you can take a nice long walk, even a hike at a good zoo. There's a good path that you can follow at a zoo and get some exercise that way.
All right, Carolyn, what about you? What do you like about zoos?
I really like to read the little information cards that they have in front of each animal exhibit so that I can learn something new about each animal.
Well, I think that's really interesting, too. There is something new to learn every time, everywhere you go. I like the smells at zoos. Well, not really. I do like the animals, but not necessarily the smells at zoos. We have a lot to learn and lots of different zoos we're going to talk about over the next couple of days. So pay attention. We're going to learn something new. Here we go.
What's new at the zoo? Many zoos offer much more than just a quick look at animal life. Where can you peer at a giraffe or marvel at an elephant without taking a trip to Africa? At a zoo, of course. Zoos give people a chance to get up close to animals from every continent in the world. But zoos that offer more than just a chance to see animals are worth seeking out. Singapore Zoo. At Singapore Zoo, enjoy breakfast while a family of orangutans sits nearby enjoying theirs. A zookeeper tells the breakfast crowd about each member of the family.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Have you ever wanted to see animals up close? Good news! It's possible. We'll find out more in today's article. But let's first take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Peer. Peer is a verb. Zoe peered into the dark movie theater trying to find her friends. Zookeeper. Zookeeper is a noun. The zookeepers take very good care of all the animals in the zoo. Glimpse. Glimpse is a noun. Tammy only saw a glimpse of the deer as it ran past her. Enclose. Enclose is a verb. A tall enclosed area is for children to play safely. Our more information words are nocturnal. Nocturnal is an adjective. Elusive. Elusive is an adjective. Oh, it sounds like we'll be learning some really great information today.
Well, we're just starting to learn about that Singapore Zoo, but let's go back to the very beginning. Even in our title, we see a good question here. What's new at the zoo? What's new? You could actually greet someone with this question. What's new with you? That means, how are you doing? What's going on in your life? What's new? Well, we see this first sentence, many zoos offer much more than just a quick look at animal life. And right there, there's a word that I would like to talk about, an extra word here. It is the word offer. And you see it used in one way in our article, but there are different ways to use this word. Carolyn, what's another way you could use this word offer?
Well, I could ask you, Gabe, can I offer you a drink?
I would appreciate that. You can offer me a drink. I would take that drink gladly. Nathaniel, could I offer you a ride home this afternoon?
Oh, that's okay, Gabe, but thanks for offering.
No problem. Well, how else could you use that word offer?
Actually, you can also use the word offer as a noun. Something like, does the zoo have a discount offer for groups? It works as a noun as well.
All right, it works as a noun or a verb. And as you can see here, it's used like this. Many zoos offer much more than just a quick look at animal life. You can do more things than just take a look at animals and see what's going on. Well, we have some special zoos. Our first question is, where can you peer at a giraffe or marvel at an elephant without taking a trip to Africa? Where can you do these things? Carolyn, where can you do these things?
At a zoo, of course. But in that sentence, that very first one, we saw a key word, the word peer. Now, when I think of the word peer, I think of maybe someone who is equal to me, but here it's being used as a verb. Now, what does the verb peer mean, Nathaniel?
Yeah, it's like you're catching a sight of something. Sometimes maybe something is hard to see, but you catch a little sight of something, in this case, an animal.
That's right. You're peering through something. You're peering maybe over a wall or into through the glass to see these animals. Sometimes you can peer into a cage. Maybe if there is a really high wall and you want to see what is on the other side of that wall, you can stand up on your tiptoes and peer over the wall. I like to go to the edge of cliffs and peer down to see what is down there. So it's another way to see, actually. You can peer at different animals when you take a trip to a zoo. Or, of course, if you go to Africa, but not everybody has a chance to go to Africa. You can go to a zoo to see lots of different kinds of animals. So, Carolyn, how does our article continue?
Well, it says zoos give people a chance to get up close to animals from every continent in the world. So there's a wide variety of animals that you can see at the zoo.
That's right, there are. But zoos that offer more than just a chance to see animals are worth seeking out. There are a lot of special zoos around the world, pretty famous zoos for different reasons, and they are worth seeking out. Well, we have some words we want to look at here, some extra words. Seek out. It says that these zoos are worth seeking out. Nathaniel, can you tell us about these words?
Well, seek out basically means to look for. You can seek a person out or you can seek something out.
That's right. Actually, sometimes I do like to seek people out. If I need advice about something, I might seek my mentor out. I might ask him for advice about things that could help me in my life. I would seek him out. Carolyn, how else could you use these words?
Well, yes, you could use it if you wanted to seek out a person. I wanted to seek him out after class because I needed to ask him a question. Or maybe you go to the store to buy something very specific, so you want to seek it out.
All right, so you could seek people out. You could seek something out. Obviously, you could seek these zoos out. They are very interesting zoos, and they are worth seeking out. They're worth something. That means it's valuable. Time is valuable, of course. You can use your time to go and visit these zoos. The first one is the Singapore Zoo. Nathaniel, what do we know about the Singapore Zoo?
Well, the article says, at Singapore Zoo, enjoy breakfast while a family of orangutans sit nearby enjoying theirs.
Enjoy your breakfast along with a family of orangutans really close by. That sounds like a lot of fun. Would you guys like to eat breakfast with animals at a zoo?
I think that would be a very fun experience to be able to interact with the animals so closely.
I do too. Nathaniel, how does that sound to you?
It sounds like it would be a little exciting, maybe too exciting for me.
Right. Well, it does sound kind of interesting. This is a cool experience that you might have at the Singapore Zoo. Our article continues. A zookeeper tells the breakfast crowd about each member of the family. Well, let's take a look at that word bank word there. It is zookeeper. A zookeeper is someone who works at the zoo. He knows a lot about different kinds of animals, and he can tell you different things. He feeds the animals. Carolyn, what else can you tell us about a zookeeper?
Well, a zookeeper is someone who works at the zoo and takes care of the animals. And actually, I wanted to be a zookeeper.
What?
Until I was about 16. I had studied all sorts of facts about animals and was very interested in working in a zoo.
No way. You wanted to be a zookeeper?
I sure did.
Wow. Nathaniel, would you ever consider being a zookeeper working at a zoo?
Well, it wasn't something that I really thought about. But I do know that if you want to be a zookeeper, you should probably get a degree. You should study biology, zoology, or get a veterinary degree. Veterinary as in an animal doctor.
That is great advice. Friends, you can seek Nathaniel out for advice about what degrees to get for going to work at the zoo. Well, you can be a zookeeper. You can do different things at a zoo. It can be pretty exciting. Right now, it's time for us to spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 peer 这个动词。Peer 当动词是指凝神或者是盯着看，它是一个不及物动词，所以要加介系词才能加受词。例如 ，The old lady peered into the window trying to see the price of the dress。老太太凝神往橱窗里看，想看这件洋装的价钱。或者是 ，He spent hours peering at the computer monitor without moving。他好几个小时动也不动地盯着电脑荧幕。接下来我们看的同一个句子里面的另外一个动词叫做 marvel。Marvel 是指大为惊讶或者是赞叹不已。例如 ,Hillary and I marveled at the movie's special effects. Hillary 和我对电影的特效感到赞叹不已。所以 marvel 因为是一个不及物动词，所以后面要加上介系词 at, 再加上受词。例如 ,we marveled at the artist's talent. 我们对这位艺术家的才华感到赞叹。
What's new at the zoo? Well, of course, if you want to peer at different animals from around the world, you can go and visit a zoo. And we're learning about one specific zoo, the Singapore Zoo. We've already talked a little bit about being able to spend time eating breakfast close to a family of orangutans while the zookeeper tells you about these animals. We're going to continue learning with our second reading right now.
What's new at the zoo? Or join the Wild Discoverer Tour for an in-depth look at some of the animal residents. Learn how the zoo cares for its insects or reptiles. Or watch the feeding of the baboons. Night Safari. Next door lies Night Safari, which offers a glimpse of what nocturnal animals do during their day.Take the tram to East Lodge, then walk the leopard trail to see a collection of animals from the giant flying squirrel to the Asian otter. You can also gaze at the amazing leopards and elusive clouded leopard through the windows of their enclosed habitat.
Well, we're talking about that Singapore Zoo first.We have our first sentence here. Join the Wild Discoverer Tour for an in-depth look at some of the animal residents. An in-depth look at something. Nathaniel, what's an in-depth look?
Well, an in-depth look is a deep look or a detailed look at something. So we're going to look in-depth at the Singapore Zoo in this article.
All right. And we see at the end of that sentence, the animal residents. Carolyn, I usually think of residents as...People? I mean, I'm a resident here in this city. What other ways can you talk about a resident?
Well, here we see it as an animal resident, which just means something that lives in a particular place. So here, the animals are residents at the Singapore Zoo.
That's right. They're residents at this zoo. Of course, you can talk about yourself as being a resident. What country are you a resident in? Where do you reside? That means where do you live?Where are you a resident? Well, we continue. Learn how the zoo cares for its insects or reptiles, or watch the feeding of the baboons. Well, this sounds really interesting. Which one of these things would you rather do, Nathaniel? Learn how the zoo cares for its insects or watch feeding of baboons?
Well, the feeding sounds very interesting. I think I would be going to see that.
You'd be going to see the feeding of the baboons. What about you, Carolyn? Does this thing about reptiles interest you?
Actually, it does. I'm very interested in reptiles and learning more about lizards and snakes and maybe larger reptiles like crocodiles.
All right. Well, this all sounds pretty interesting to me. There are so many different things you can do at a zoo. But have you ever wondered how to refer to these animals, these groups of animals? We talked about orangutans before, a family of orangutans, and now we're watching the feeding of the baboons. Let's go and join Steve and Ken in the information cloud to learn a little bit more about how to talk about these animals.
Since we're talking about a zoo today, let's talk about different words that describe groups of animals.
Okay, one that comes to mind is herd. We can call a group of cows a herd of cows.
Yes, you can say a herd of cattle, elephants, giraffes, horses, and pigs. Here's another one, pack. You can talk about a pack of dogs or a pack of wolves or even a pack of rats. Can you think of another one?
Sure. A group of fish that swim together is a school of fish.
Good. And here's another common one, flock. And we usually use it with birds and sheep.
And people. Have you ever seen a flock of tourists?
Yes, I have. And I usually flee when I see a flock of tourists. Now, Ken, all the ones we've mentioned so far are pretty common. Why don't we talk about some that are less widely known?
Okay, I know for a group of lions, we can use the word pride.
Yes, a pride of lions is a group of lions. Maybe it's because lions are very proud. How about this one? A congress of baboons.
Are you talking about the government?
Well, some people might like to use baboons to describe people working in the U.S. Congress. But no, we only use Congress with baboons.
英文有许多不同的字用来表示一群，而不同的动物群要用不同的字。像flock可以指一群鸟、山羊或绵羊， a flock of sheep. Herd也是指一群，通常用在家畜， a herd of cows， 或是野兽， a herd of elephants. Pack通常是用在狗、狼或老鼠。 School除了是学校，也可以是一群鱼。 A school of fish. 另外还有一些比较少见的单字, 像一群狮子, 可以用pride这个字, a pride of lions. 一群狒狒要用congress, a congress of baboons. 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, Steve and Ken. They are quite a congress of gentlemen. I mean, a nice couple of gentlemen. We're continuing now with the night safari. We find next door lies Night Safari, which offers a glimpse of what nocturnal animals do during their day. Well, let's talk about that word here. It is the key word glimpse. A glimpse of something is a sight of something. Maybe it's not a long sight. Maybe you can only watch something for a short amount of time. You catch a glimpse of something. How else might you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times my friend will ask me, oh, have you seen this movie? And I'll say, oh, well, I've only caught a glimpse of it while it was on TV. I haven't seen the whole thing.
All right, just a glimpse of that movie. I know that feeling. I didn't see the whole thing. I just caught a glimpse. Nathaniel, how do you use that word?
Well, you can say caught a glimpse, catch a glimpse, also get or got a glimpse. I went to the zoo and wanted to see the bears, but I only got a glimpse. I only saw them for a very short time.
And I know how that feels too, because I've been to a zoo. It's actually a wild animal park in San Diego, and everyone wants to see the lions, but we only got a glimpse of the lions because, of course, they love to sleep, and they were sleeping. You could barely see them. I got a little glimpse. Well, we see another word here, Carolyn. I would like you to talk about this, the word nocturnal.
Yes, so nocturnal means that you are active at night. And there are a lot of animals that are only active during the nighttime. So they are considered to be nocturnal, which is why the night safari is such a great idea.
It is a very interesting idea. This is a great place at the Singapore Zoo. Well, let's continue learning something now with Liz at the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We've been talking about zoos in today's article. And the writer mentions a glimpse of what nocturnal animals do during their day. Notice how the word day gets quotation marks around it. Those marks are there to show that day is being used in a special way. In the case of today's sentence, the writer is having some fun with the word, talking about what a normal day is like for an animal that comes out at night. So when you're writing and you want to play around with some words, you can add quotation marks to your words. For example, how could Mr. Goodman not be good to anybody? Or, Elaine has so many pairs of shoes, I'm sure she really needs another pair. If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. It is good to know how to use those quotation marks in different ways. Well, let's continue with our article. You can take the tram to East Lodge. What is a tram, Nathaniel?
Well, a tram is usually some kind of train. It could be a subway train, or it could be above ground also.
All right, so kind of train. Sometimes they even call just buses at zoos a tram, something that takes you from one place to another. But usually it is a kind of train on rails. Well, our article continues, then walk the leopard trail to see a collection of animals from the giant flying squirrel to the Asian otter. Well, let's go back to the beginning of that sentence. You can walk the leopard trail. That's kind of an interesting usage of that word walk. I would usually say walk on the leopard trail, but you can also just say walk the leopard trail. That's a special trail at the night safari. It's just called the leopard trail. We continue that you can see a collection of animals from the giant flying squirrel to the Asian otter. Carolyn, do you like either of these animals, the flying squirrel or the otter?
I do. I like both of those animals, especially the flying squirrel, because it has extra pieces of skin on its body that allows it to glide from one tree to the next. So it looks like it's flying.
It does. It's very interesting. I've been to this part of the night safari before, and it was my favorite part, actually, because I'm just waiting there, looking around for this flying squirrel. I don't know where it is. And all of a sudden, this thing goes gliding by me, just like a huge sheet of paper, and it lands on a tree. It was incredible. It was the flying squirrel. While we continue, you can also gaze at the amazing leopards and elusive clouded leopard through the windows of their enclosed habitat. While we see that word bank word there, it is enclosed. This means that it is closed off to the outside. How else might you use that word, Nathaniel?
Oh, sometimes we talk about something being enclosed in a letter. Mm-hmm. Maybe some information is enclosed in this letter and you should not lose it.
All right, it's enclosed. Usually the idea is that things from the outside should not be able to get in. And if it's on the inside, you shouldn't let it out either. Well, let's continue learning with something in the language lab with Michelle.
好，继续我们来看的是 elusive 这个形容词。elusive 是指难以捉摸的或者是不容易看到的。例如 ,the police tried to catch an elusive criminal through his acquaintance. 警方试着从他认识的人去逮捕这名很难捉到的嫌犯。或者是 ,it seems like taxis in New York are elusive during rush hour. 纽约的计程车在尖峰时段似乎非常难叫得到。所以我们来看的是 enclose 这个动词 ,en 这个字首有使如何如何的意思 ,close 是指关闭,所以 enclose 是指围住、圈住或者是关闭住。 例如 ,the mental institution was enclosed by a high fence. 这个精神病院周围被高墙围起来了。或者是 ,the village was enclosed by mountains. 这个村庄周围环绕着山。And let's get back to our teachers.
Well, we've had a lot of fun talking about the Singapore Zoo and the Night Safari today. I've been to the Night Safari, but I think Carolyn and Nathaniel have as well. Nathaniel, what was your favorite part of the Night Safari?
Well, I just thought that it was a very unique atmosphere. I'd never been to a zoo in the dark at night before, and I thought it was really interesting to ride the bus through the zoo in that way.
All right, what about you, Carolyn?
Well, I took the leopard trail and I walked through the Night Safari, which was a great experience because you were very close to all of these nocturnal animals that you probably wouldn't see awake during daytime hours at a regular zoo.
Well, this zoo and the Night Safari is pretty cool. If you have a chance to, it is worth seeking out. We're going to learn about other zoos tomorrow, but for now, it's time for us to say goodbye. See you later.
Goodbye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. He turned to the court officer and said,
Call Thomas Sawyer.
Every face in the court, including Potter's, showed surprise and wonder. Tom took his place in the witness box. He looked very frightened.
Thomas Sawyer,
said the defense lawyer,
where were you on the 17th of June, about the hour of midnight?
Tom's eyes went to Injun Joe's face, and he couldn't speak at first. But after a few moments, he was able to answer,
In the graveyard.
A little louder, please. Don't be afraid. You were
in the graveyard.
Injun Joe's smile showed that he didn't think his witness was important. The lawyer for the defense went on.
Were you anywhere near Horse Williams' grave?
Yes, sir.
Speak just a little louder. How near were you?
As near as I am to you now, sir.
Were you hidden or not?
I was hidden.
Where?
Behind the trees, right at the edge of the grave.